regarding a beautiful, beautiful sugya borer, which is not an easy sugya, and for that reason, what we're going to do today is a little bit different than what we've been doing in a lot of the other halacha shiurim, that we're going to give a little bit more of the conceptual background to Siyata Dishmaya, try to work together in terms of understanding some of the most fundamental issues in regards to borer. And slowly, after we begin to understand the conceptual framework that emerges from the chat, then we'll be able to get into the nitty-gritty of the halacha maisa. Since we are doing halacha, what we're going to do is start with a summary of the Mishnah Berurah and his Hakdamah in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Tes, and then work from that Hakdamah, make a couple of points in the Gemara, and get to the most salient conceptual issues that one needs to raise in Borer. You took a look in the Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and there are five shitas in the Gemara in terms of how to read a Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says 8 lines from the top, Hayu lefanav mine ochlin, Borer ba'ochel, Borer miniach, v'lo yivra, v'mbir chayav kachas. Now, what's very vague is the statement of v'lo yivra, v'mbir chayav kachas. What exactly is it siwer? So, the halacha, based on the Rambam, Ben pointed out how to read the Gemara might be a more complicated question according to Rambam, but the bottom line is that the Gemara says that there are three different explanations of the Amoraim, of what it means, Ben Birer Chayiv Katas, and we adopt all three of those Shitas Amoraim. From the five Amoraim in the Gemara, the explanations of the Braisa, we adopt three of them. And therefore, we could jump ahead already to the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. V'alkein era levar, v'akdam lezeh simen hakdama k'tzar, v'hu ein chal isa bar min ha-Torah, ki'im be'echa mishol she'ofanim. There are three ways when selecting food that one could be over-borrowing. She'oz derech bereh hibukho. Im borer psolos min ocha. If you take psolos from ocha, if you did the Gemara well, that's the teretz of Rav Hamnuna, of how to read the Braisa. So then, if he'll bar biyada with daitel lechol miyad, then he's going to be chayiv. Another criterion, in other words, automatically you're going to be chayiv. Number two, imu borer bekli shederek livrarba kagom benafo kvara. If you use the kli that's the normal kli to be used, that's what Rav Yosef is, how he learns the brisa. Then, in such a case, one is going to be chayiv. So that is the second condition. Gimel, onto the third page, on 278, if his das is to do it, then he's going to also be chayiv. That is the shita of Abaye. So what happens is, we accept all three, the shita of Rav Yosef, the shita of Rav Nuna, the shita of Abaye, as all being correct lahalacha. Even though normally we would expect, there's one way to read the Braisa, and there's a correct way of reading the Braisa. Nevertheless, we, the Rambam Paskins, and this is how we have it in Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is that we're choshish for the shitas. Tosas has a complicated masel matan about this issue, but at the end of the day, this is clearly the halacha. Now, I just want to share with you a beautiful point in pshat. I know you can't do too much lumdus or too much pshat when you're doing la halacha, but just a beautiful point in pshat that I saw from an excellent sefer. For those who want to see a really solid way of learning a sugya la halacha, there's a posseg live today, a Sephardic posseg, Rav Zafrani, I think his name is Rav Yitzchak Zafrani. It's a sefer by Yizra Yitzchak. He goes through the sugya from the Gemara Rashi Tosos all the way through the poskim, started working through pshat. So he makes a beautiful ha'ara in pshat. You saw that there were five shitas of the Amoraim. Ula and Rav Chizda had suggested pshatim that each one had challenged, Amoraim had challenged, as being halachically incorrect. For example, Ula had suggested that there is a difference of whether you're doing it for Shabbos or you're doing it for weekdays. So Gemara asks, b'chimata lefos b'Shabbos, for Shabbos? So Ula is rejected al pi halacha. Rav Chizda is rejected al pi halacha. However, when Rav Yosef's suggestion is rejected by Rav Hamnuna, he rejects it in pshat. He says that doesn't fit into the language of the Braisa. So the reason why you have the last three Amoraim that are accepted and the first two of the Amoraim are rejected is the first two Amoraim were rejected al pi halacha. The last three Amoraim were just, they say, you didn't fit into the Braisa? Okay, I hold it does fit into the Braisa. So there, hence, Rav Zafrani points out, the beautiful Hara in terms of Pshat Gemara, that's why we accept all three Shitas. A beautiful, beautiful Hara. In NCSY Kola, when we were able to learn B'iyun, you know, five lines at a time, we spent a lot of time trying to explain, and I think there's some beautiful Pshat that one could say, what is Ula's Havamina? That there would be a chiluk between doing borer for that day or borer for the next day. At the end of the day, the kasha is so strong. So what that havamina is, we'll have to leave for another time. But this is the halacha. These are the three tnaim. Of course, the world knows these three tnaim as ayo. That number one, you have to take the ochel, not the psolas. Number two, you have to take it biyad. And number three, you have the tnai of the altar. You need to do it immediately. So these are the three tonight. Comes along the Yeshuas Yankov, and it's quoted in the Be'er Halacha in Sif Gimel, page Kuf Mem, and he asks a beautiful question that serves as a fantastic conceptual introduction to the Melacha of Borer. And Dibra Maskel Lechol Miyad. So there, the Yeshuas Yankov asks, we learned about a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. We know that if a malacha is done and what is taking place is not something that is a positive creation, but rather is simply removing a negative, that's what we saw from Rashi inside the Gimel and Mabez, that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and that's not going to be chayiv min ha-Torah. Ask the Yeshuas Yaakov, wait a second, every case of borer is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Because what was the example that we had about mechaba being malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? You extinguish the fire because you don't want the light in the room. So over here too, you're removing the psolas because you don't want the psolas there. You'd rather the psolas wouldn't be there at all. If you could say abracadabra, not do a ma'isa malacha, and that would be mutar on Shabbos, that's a shayla. But let's say you could do a malacha with the totza without the ma'isa. So then in such a case, then you would have done that as well. You would. So if that would be so, then... The same should apply to Borer. Borer should also be a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. By the way, if you take a look, that's machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Melchamos. Later on in the Masechta, there's a machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Melchamos, whether on the sugya of Kuvav. If you take a look over there, the Baal Amar raises this question, and he says it could very well be that Borer is an exception to the rule. That Einachanami, almost all malachos have rule malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and borer is an exception to that rule. But that's not the teretz that the Yeshuas Yaakov gives. The Yeshuas Yaakov gives a conceptual answer, and he suggests that when you have a mixture of psolas and ochel, no, you're actually creating the tikkun. You're not just removing a negative. The tikkun that you're creating is what I call the ich phenomenon from my little children. And that is that when you have psolas, the psolas that they don't like inside the food, so then, in such a case, then it makes the ochel also ichi. It's not just that the psolas is ichi, the ochel now becomes ichi. So what happened is that when you're doing borer, by taking the psolas from the ochel, you are creating a tikkun. You're creating a tikkun into the ochel. The Be'er Halacha points out that Yeshuas Yaakov has now created a fascinating dialectic. And this dialectic is what we're going to spend a lot of time discussing today. The dialectic that he created is that now you have a distinction between ochel and psoles, and l'chura at first glance, ochel and ochel. And that is that when you have ochel, it's mixed up with ochel, so then you're selecting between two things. You have oranges, you have apples. You select the oranges from the apples. So then in such a case, that's a hard sell to say that it's a malacha tzricha l'gufa. You just want to separate between the two. You want to separate between the two because you want to serve the oranges separately and the apples separately. So that l'chura, you would have wished that they had just been separate in the first place. That would be a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. When you have psolas and ochel, then you have the ichi phenomenon, then you have the din of malacha tzricha l'gufa. That's what seems to come out from the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Be'er Halacha can't tolerate that. The Be'er Halacha says, no, it can't be. The Be'er Halacha understands, this is all Dibur Maskil Lechol Miyad, The Be'er Halacha says, no, it must be that when it comes to Borer, that, and it's true, I think that our five-year-olds will corroborate that, and that is the Ichi phenomenon applies not only when it comes to Pselos and Ochel, but also becomes Ochel and Ochel. And that is that when you put string beans next to chicken, so then the string beans also makes the chicken Ichi as well. So not only do you have Umlacha Tzricha L'Gufa when you're selecting between Pselos and Ochel, the same is going to apply also when you're selecting between Ochel and Ochel. We're going to see that, I believe, that this is the Be'er Halacha's whole Mahalach, the Maran HaChavetz Chaim's Mahalach, through the whole Sugya, and that is that Borer, by definition, is always going to be considered a Melacha Tzricha Gufa, and that is why one is Chayv. But the Yeshua's Yaakov does raise the possibility, does raise the specter of the idea that it could be that there would be a distinction between the act of Borer, the Chiyuv of Borer, when it comes to Ochel and Pseles, and Ochel and Ochel, Ad Kedei Kach, that it could be that Ochel and Ochel, if you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa as Patur, then in such a case, the Halach would be that Ochel and Ochel would be Patur. The problem is it doesn't add up in the Rambam, that's why the Chavetz Chaim gives his Mahalach, but there definitely is room to be Mechalik between the two. Yes, Sam, you had your hand up.
No, I was just saying, does that all sorts?
Oh, very good. So Sammy wants to connect it to Tosas. Go ahead.
No, just because Tosas said that it's Solus the Gabi, whichever meaning you want. So I say, I think it's that would work.
Beautiful, exactly.
Iffy factor.
That's right. So Tosas on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. Tosas, in the beginning of the Sugya, points out that the Brisa already, if you had any question of whether Ochel and Ochel qualifies as Borer, one could clearly differentiate between the two. That when it comes to Borer of Ochel mitoch Pseles, let me just sharpen maybe the Hagdara of Pseles mitoch Ochel versus Ochel mitoch Ochel. If you have Pseles mitoch Ochel, then you're selecting. You're selecting the bad from the good. When you have Ochel and Ochel, you could call that sorting. You could call that, and those are going to be two different things. Actually, in modern Hebrew, it works very, very well. You shouldn't need to know to use this word, but the emergency room in Israel is called the Cheder Miyun. Why is it called the Cheder Miyun? Because Miyun has nothing to do with emergency, but it means to select. That from the hospital's perspective, very different types of emergencies come in, and they say this is a cardio issue, this is a this issue, and that's a that issue. So that's Miyun, to select. So in modern Hebrew, there's a difference between livror, to
miyun is to sort.
What?
Miyun is sort.
To sort. Excuse me. Right. Miyun is to sort out. Thank you. To miyun is to sort these different cases that are coming in. So borer would be to select. Is that you're selecting the psoles, and miyun is to sort out. Not there isn't necessarily a psoles, but each one has its place. So when it comes to psoles, so there you want to select the psoles to make the ochel edible. When it comes to miyun, so there you're sorting out, you're taking this one and you're putting it over here, you're taking the apples, you're putting it over here, the oranges over there. Both of them might not be psoles, both of them could be ochel as well. Which, as Sammy points out, is connected to the opening lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan hayu lefanav minei ochlin, bor v'ochel bor u'meinyach. It happens to be this time, the Gemara is so important, I put it in the booklet. There the Gemara tells us that if you have mini ochel, so if you had any doubt whether the halacha applies to types of ochlim and not just psalos and ochel, the opening brisa seems to speak about two types of ochlim, to which Tosas points out, wait a second, what's the isser of borer over here? What exactly, what type of borer are you doing when you have mini ochlim? Maybe selecting is not the isser is taking out the psalos. Again, let's keep in mind, what was the case of Borer in the Mishkan? Borer in the Sidur of the past is that Rashi said you have Sroros, and you take out the Psola. So Tosis is bothered, at the end of the day, where do you have the act of a Maisa Borer where you're taking out Psola? So Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Chanan, which you looked at and say there with a tremendous Chiddush, that he says, the Oysa Shein Echafetz by Choshib Psola, the one that you don't want, that's considered Psola, the Gabi Oysa Shechafetz Le'echol. So Tosis learns, then know that in the case of Eichel and Eichel, you'll also have Pselus. Why? Because the one you don't want is going to be considered Pselus. Now that dovetails beautifully with the point that the Be'er Halacha makes, that you could say that we have the oranges and the apples, so what does the Gemara mean that's mina ochlim is going to be chayiv, it's that you have the oranges and the apples, and you don't want the oranges. So the oranges, in the children's terms, make the apples ichi. If that's going to be so then when you take out the oranges, that is the isser of boder. You can't take out the psos if you don't want the oranges. You have to take out the apples. That's how Tesis learns. According to Tesis, let's just analyze a little bit more. This we'll get in Neubei. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Be'er Halacha, there's room to argue that the Isser is only selecting. But sorting is mutter. You hear Rabbi say? Sorting would be mutter. In other words, Taisus is bothered. Where's the selecting over here? So Taisus is mechadesh, and he says that the oranges are psilis. The oranges are psilis. That means that you don't want the oranges. But what happens if that's not what's going on? What you have over here is your neighbor had some leftover fruits, and they're both oranges and apples, and you decided that you wanted to serve the oranges on one table, and you wanted to serve the apples on the other table. There's no psolas here. So according to Tosas, maybe there's room to say that in such a case that wouldn't qualify as the yisur of Bayer. Now the Ritva, well, again, we can't discuss la halacha yet, but this is the conceptual introduction. The Ritva points out something sharp in Rashi, that Rashi, on this Gemara, Rashi changes the Girsa. Rashi says that the Girsa is not Hayu Lefanov Shnei Minei Ochlin, but rather Hayu Lefanov Minei Ochlin. And Tosis's girsa was Hayu Lefanav Shnei Minei Ochlin. Actually, our Gemara has like Rashi's girsa Hayu Lefanav Minei Ochlin. So, according to the Ritva points out that Rashi somehow is bothered by Tosis's girsa. Why? Why does Rashi not want to learn like Tosis's girsa? So, if you take a look, the Ritva says girsa's Rashi, and it's the second page Hayu Lefanav Minei Ochlin Lo Gar Shnei Minei Ochlin. The hacha b'borer ochel mitoch psolus l'kid isla kaman. V'lo b'borer ochel mitoch ocha. Says the Ritva that later on, the Gemara is going to say that the isra borers psolus mitoch ocha. So if later on the Gemara says it's psolus and ochel, so why do you have the girsa of shnei minei ochlin tosis? Why do you have the girsa of shnei minei ochlin? So therefore, Rashi changes the gear. So, hayu lefanav minei ochlin, many types of food, and you have to be matfik in Rashi that there's psolas also as well, there as well. So, the Achronim speculate that the reason why the Ritva did not want to learn like explained Rashi according to Tosas is because Rashi doesn't agree with Tosas' assumption. Tosas assumed that when you have shnei minei ochlin, then that is the exact same thing as ochel and psolas. That's the exact same thing as ochel and psolas. So then, the kasha that the Ritva says Rashi has doesn't start. Because what was the Ritva's kasha? The Ritva's kasha was, wait a second, how can you say it's too many ochlin, but later on we say that there's psolas and ochel? So that question is not a question, according to Tosos. Why is that question not a question? Because two minei ochlin, also the one you don't want, is considered psolas. The fact that Rashi is still bothered by that question shows us that Rashi might disagree with Tosos' conception. Either way, that's a shtickel Torah. You can put that in brackets. I think it's a nice shtickel Torah. It's a little speculative, Vidas Rashi. What's clear is that Tosa says that there's no difference between Shnei Mine Ochlin and Psolas and Ochel. That's Shitas Tosas. That when you have two types of Ochel, so then you say that the one you don't want is considered Psolas. The Ritva says that Rashi disagrees with that. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Could be that Rashi doesn't hold that way because Rashi holds no. Tumia Ochlim is a different type of borer than when it comes to Psalos Mitoch Ochel. That was the last piece of speculation. Okay, so this is the Shita of Tosos and the Ritva. Vaniyaz Daiti, these two worlds are extremely, extremely important in terms of understanding quite a few halachos in our Sugya. to understand the from the world of Tosas and to understand from the world of others. Who's the other world? So the Rambam is quoted beautifully by the Beis Yosef. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef in Shin Yud Tes, Dibra Maskel Vahamordechi, Shin Yud Tes, Aleph through Gimel, Beis Yosef Vahamordechi. So the Rambam clearly has two different categories. The Rambam immediately when he starts off Perches Halach Yud Beis, Haborer Ocha Mitoch Psolas. If you choose Ocha from Psolas, O Shaiy Lefanim Shnei Minei Ochlin. Or you have two types of Ochlin. Ubirer. First of all, right off the bat, the Rambam goes out of his way to say you have Ochel and Psolas, or you have two different types of Ochlin. Would Tosas agree with that formulation? Halachically, no. You could still be a stickler. I appreciate sometimes that people don't like too much lamdas, and they'll say, no, the Rambam doesn't mean halachically. The Rambam just describes two different cases. You could read the Rambam that way, I have to be honest. Okay, good. I like those who want to go to lamdas reading, I'm happy with. But later on, it's even going to be more mukhrach. What's that?
No, I don't get why. So if anything, that's more pashut, you're not for teaching the din of the Tosfos, you could say.
Right, okay. Maybe. Okay, so, shuck. Reb Shai in the holiest way wants to be the stickler. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go on. No, I mean the positive sense. Good. Continuing on in the Rambam. Ubirer mini min acher b'nafel v'kvara chayiv. So, nafel kvara, by the way, is the standard tool for borer. Konon utampui is a secondary tool. That's pater avol aser. V'mbir b'yado lechel alta mutter. That's the end of one halacha. Haborer ochel mitoch psalas b'yado. If you take Ochel Mitoch Psolas in your hand, L'nicho Afilu Lebo Bayom, and you don't use it La'alter. So the Rambam here is teaching us the din of La'alter. Nasek Yibor La'otzer V'chayiv. Hayu Lefanav Shnei Mini Ochlim. And if you have two different types of Ochlim, apples and oranges, Mu'uravin, Boyer Echad Me'echad, you can choose one from the next, U'mniach La'chol Me'ad. Now, if the Rambam held that the halacha of oichel and mitoch oichel is the same din as the din of psolas mitoch oichel, the Rambam wouldn't have separated. The Rambam has over here 20 extra words. So it can't be. It can't be. There's clearly some type of distinction. Now, the Beis Yosef speculates a fascinating nafkamina. Take a look at this. Umashma, and this is why the Beis Yosef was quoting the Rambam. Umashma de lo shari el livra kede lechol miyad achabre rasa. The Rambam in the Reisha seems to say that the only shear that you have is immediate. And that's kedivrei Mordechi. Yet, he points out, the Rambam in the Seifa said, what was also with Shnei Minei Ochlim? He said to go from the morning until the evening. Mashma over there, that you have the shear of 3 or 4 hours. That's what he says. When we call Makom, when Bira Laniach at Achar Shalosh Arbashos, Nira Midvar Shiesh Chiluk, Bein Bora Ochel Mitoch Psalos, Bora Ochel Echad Meacher, the Bora Ochel Mitoch Psalos Chayiv. That's the Beis Yosef's diuk. He's just not sure. He leaves off with a tzarachiyun. So, at the end of the day, the shiur of la'alter, the Rambam seems to differentiate between the two. However you're going to explain that distinction, it seems clear that the Rambam holds that there, if you lack a better term, there's tzvei din, and there's two halachos. There's one halacha, psos mitoch ochel, and then there's another din, and that is Ochel, Mitoch Ochel, and the Beis Yosef speculates the Shira of Alter is going to be different between them. Does anybody remember? I was looking for the Shita. Who spells out the Chilk between who's so Makel it says 3 or 4 hours? I thought it's a Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yerucham?
I think Rabbeinu Yerucham had 2 deos, and that's the second day of
Shkach. Okay, I was looking right. But I should have just asked you, Ben. I was walking up the stairs right before Shira. I was looking for that. He was talking to me, and I was looking in the sefer. I should just ask him. Instead of looking in the sefer. Okay, so he says it could be that the Rambam, when it comes to ochel mitoch ochel, so that then you have the shear of 3-4 hours. But when it comes to psalos mitoch ochel, then you're going to have the din of miyad. So we already have nafkamina number one, the das of Beis Yosef within the Rambam between these two halachas. Nafkamina A prior to 1A prior to number one in halacha. Might very well be Rashi and Tosis themselves. Clearly, Tosis holds that the din of Ochel Mitoch Ochel is a din of Psoas. Okay. Now we're ready to read a very subtle point in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Yud Tes Sifti. If you have two different types of foods, Ma'ayravim, that are mixed up, who reads like that? That's the Rambam. If you have two different types of food that are mixed up, so then you could choose one from the next and eat it immediately. Now let's speculate together. What happens? You read the Shulchan Aruch with the parentheses. I'll give you a hint. A hint, just textually. This is the position of the Trumas Hadesh and the way the most poskim understand. What's the difference between those two types of readings? I remember for a long, long time, the first two times I learned Hilchos Borer, and that's why I'm going slowly. That's why I'm asking for, lack of a better term, classroom participation. Because I remember the first two times I thought I understood and I didn't understand. So I'm slowing down for this. What's the nafkamina between these two? Whether you say bor echa me'echad u'meiniach lechol miyad, or u'meiniach hasheni kidei lechol miyad.
It seems the Rambam is very particular about which one you're taking.
Very good. According to the Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam is as you could separate one from the other, and it doesn't matter which one you take. Because it says umeiniach lechol miyad, you put it down to eat immediately. However, if the gears is umeiniach hasheni, you put the word meiniach is very confusing here. Umeiniach hasheni would mean not to place, but you leave the other one. That's telling us the halacha that if you have apples and oranges and you don't want the oranges, you take the apples and you leave the oranges over there. So it works out beautifully. The Rambam in Siv Gimel is the Rambam, is the Shitas Rambam. That while we explain that there's Tzvei Dinim according to the Rambam, that the rules of Ochel Mitoch Ochel is different than the rules of Psolas Mitoch Ochel. What's the difference? Everybody knows that when it comes to Psolas Mitoch Ochel, you have to take the Ochel from the Psolas. However, when it comes to Shnei Minei Achalim, so then, as long as you're taking one to eat, you can take out the oranges. Because the oranges is not psoles. Oranges is not psoles, so you can take out the oranges to eat the apples. When you have apples and it's peels, so then you can't. That's a din of psoles mitoch ochel. So the Rambam will not have those words, umeiniach hasheni kedei, the Trumas Hadeshen, who's presumably following the Ikvei Habali Tesis, the Masorah in Ashkenaz. So what did the Bali Tosis teach us? That Hayulafana of Shnei Minei Ochlin, that Shnei Minei Ochlin is no different than Psolas and Ochel. If that's so then what emerges is that the Halacha says that one needs to take out the item that you want, because apples and oranges is no different than apples and apple skins. Beautiful? Here on both sides.
Can you explain again?
Sure, absolutely. You're no different than the first time I learned it, and the second time I learned it. The Mechaber follows the Rambam, says that when you have two types of food, you could choose any one you want, and there's no psolas over here. As long as you're interested in eating one of them now, the altar, it's not important which one you're going
to
pick.
That's how to read it.
However, the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen is, no, The one you don't want to eat has a dim psolas, and just like when you have psolas and ochel, the halacha is that you have to take out the ochel from the psolas, so too, the halacha is that you're going to have to take out the one that you want, the apples. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll take your question, Shai. Let's see part of this in the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll hear your question. Umeiniach Hasheni says in Mishnah Berurah, Rotza Lomar, what did the Hosafa of the Rambam mean to add? The osa shirotza lechol ata, the one he wants to eat now, choshev keechel, that's considered ochel. Vasheni choshev psolas. Okay, and if you don't have the words, umeiniach Hasheni, if you don't have those words, so then you don't have to do that. So then, if you have apples and oranges, what's the halacha? You can take anyone out as long as you're eating one of them immediately. And that's the shita of Rambam, because the Rambam holds that ochel mitoch ochel is a separate halacha. It's called halacha of sorting. It's not the halacha of selecting. Sammy, you wanted to follow up?
No, I think you answered.
Good. Shut up, Shani. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, the Peter Rambam, if you want both of them, and it's just ochel mitoch ochel, why do you need to eat them? Yeah. Meaning, if it's not borer, it's not borer.
Oh no, it's definitely borer. It's definitely bar. It's bar the raisa. It's bar the. It's just not the. It's there's tzvei dinim in the halachas of bar. There are two parts. There's one halacha of when you take psolas mitoch ochel, and then there's another iser called sorting. And when it comes to the iser of sorting, so then as long as you're having immediate tana, then it's mutter.
So the only difference in the case of miyun and the case of bar would be. Is it fair to say that it's not as much that it's two halachos, but just that the halacha of ochel mitoch psolas can't apply because there's no psolas? It's the same halacha, just there's no.
That always introduces us to the question of what came first, the chicken or the egg type of question, right? What did was there one yisod and that was gorm the nafkamina, or was the nafkamina that was gorm the yisod? It's a similar type of question.
It's still an iser borer, right? It's the same.
Right.
It's just not shy of the tanai of ochel mitoch psolas because there's no psolas.
Correct. Okay, you could say your way, you could say it my way, and the, I think they might not be in disagreement. But okay. That's fine.
How do you read this? This heter lefel miyad applies by actual borer or this other category of miyam, like we're saying in the Rambam. So like if we're reading it that way, like, why would the Rambam's Lashon be specifically in that case, meaning teach both dinim, right? Meaning, we're saying that lefi, without the parentheses, this is the case of miyam, right? And it's lechol miyad, but that same heter of lechol miyad applies in the standard borer, right?
Correct.
So like,
okay,
what are the position by teaching just, I don't know.
I like what you're asking. That has bothered me very much in the Shulchan Aruch, that there are few halachos over here in the Shulchan Aruch that seem to be a little bit repetitive based on your conceptual approach, whether it's the exact same thing. It could be that the Shulchan Aruch knows conceptually they're repetitive, but practically, we're just describing two different types of cases. Particularly in the Terumas Hadesh, you could argue Sif Beis and Sif Gimel are repetitive.
All the Achronim who hold the Terumas Hadesh say that in Mefurosh about Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, they say that black and white,
yeah,
what I just said?
There's a couple who said that.
Beautiful, okay. Who said that? Just give me a name and then we'll go on.
I think that I saw Lurie Strun said that. And also
beautiful, okay.
Somebody else.
Okay, Givaldi. Yes, Rav David.
So if the Rambam holds that sorting is boring.
Yes.
So why would you make a distinction? Why in sorting is it for 4 hours is okay?
So I don't have an answer to that question. A big Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak claims that he has an answer to the question. We're going to get to that.
The Bnei
Sosa didn't answer. It's okay, right. So in Bnei Brak, they don't need to. But I don't live in Bnei Brak, and so I don't mind teasing Bnei Brak every once in a while. But it happens to be this Talmud Chacham I can tease because he's fantastic. I want to introduce you to a fantastic sefer. But in Echanami, like Rabbi Zion said, at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef left off with the Tzarachim. So that's fine. But we will see that there is an attempt to address that. But before we get to the Achronim, the Be'er Halacha just develops beautifully what we just saw in Dibra Maskel Meniach Hasheni. And he develops he just points out that what we just said is a Mefurish Diuk from the Rabbi David Arma. Famous Achron, it's a famous Achron that the early Achron like to quote. It's about 10 lines down, Dibra Maskel, from the top. in the Be'er Halacha on page Kuf Mem. I am to say for Maimer Mordechai. Shehevi v'shem Rav David Arma, the Pirush of the Ram, Shekasev, the B'shnei Mina Cholim. I'm just bringing out what we just said, the Dasa Shulchan Aruch, was we were mechavin to the Rav David Arma. Afa pishlo ocha ma sheborer, el ma sheibor biyodo inyech lebo bayom, olam macharas, va'ocha la min hanisha shurbinam. The low asrinan ze elu bor psoz gom toch ochel. Ma she'en kein hafa davish ne minei achalim. Ad kan loshin ha'mayim ha'morlechai. So, the Be'er Halacha points out that there are those who understood la'halacha that when it comes to two different types of food, apples and oranges, you can take any one out. Why? Because that's called sorting. However, l'maisa, the Be'er Halacha concludes, amnam l'maisa in lozes midivrei atunas hadashim ha'amah. Shemakor humi divrei rush. It appears from the rush, and he says it's mesup. It's not 100% muchrach that Tosas holds that way. Lanias daiti, it works conceptually beautifully with Tosas and Shalom al Yisrael, or Shalom al Yisrael. We understand the nekudas hamachlokes, and that would be la halacha. Another nafkamina appears in the Be'er Halacha himself in Dibra Maskil Hayu Lefanav. I did the Be'er Halachas out of order because this is the right way to learn it. But the truth is, this Be'er Halacha, for years and years, I had a hard time learning until I decided to take a break, and I was learning in, had to be in Chutz Laretz, I was learning in Chaim Berlin, and I went across the street, and I said, I'll treat myself for a Sefer on Masechta Shabbos. So I went across the street to Beagle Eisen, and not Beagle Eisen, something else would be Zundel Berman, and there I saw they had just come out with a new edition. We should have had it last year, Yosef. And that is a new edition of the Rush Yosef, of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim Sefer, and if you remember last year, we were reading hieroglyphics from the
Shvach.
Yeah. After Shir, I'll give more of the Nafkaminas. I could write out the whole thing, the Siyata Deshmaya, but just up until now, according to Rambam, we had a difference between Ochel Mitoch Ochel and Solos Mitoch Ochel, that you could choose any one. And when it comes to psolus mitoch ochel, then of course you have to choose the ochel. Similarly, argues the Prima Gadim, he has another nafkamina, but here the Rambam will actually be a chumrah. What happens if you have two mine ochlim, shnei mine ochel, ochel mi ochel, and you want to sort between both of them? La'achar zman. In other words, you have your neighbor brought over fruits, apples and oranges. You want to separate between the apples and oranges because shalashudis, you're going to have a lot of people. So you figure you're going to put, I hope I'm not going to get myself in trouble in this. You're going to put in the men's section, you're going to put the apples, and the women's section, you're going to put the oranges, right? So then, in such a case, is that boder? Is that considered boder? So what's the cheshbon? According to the Rambam, what are we going to say? That the Isser is a Maisa Hafrada of Ochel Me'ochel. So you don't need a Psolus to have the Isser Boher. But it could be, speculates the Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef, that the Bali Tosis will disagree. That's what first in the Rosh Yosef in your photocopy. V'yesh lomar da Rambam da Chaber. You take a look over there. Sovrim, v'shnei mine Ochel. Now I can finally read the Be'er Halacha that I always had a hard time reading. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, the Ramaskal Hayu Lefana, the Prima Gadin, when he wrote this in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say it out as well as when he said Shir and Masechta Shabbos. That's why a lot of times it's very, very important to know a Gadol B'Torah Shita La'Halacha. A lot of time you have to know how he learned up the Sugya, what he said in the Sugya. So the Prima Gadim is quite vague in his Sefer, as well as in the Be'er Halacha. I often had a hard time understanding exactly, and I tried to look in the Prima Gadim. I couldn't see it in the Prima Gadim. But now I know exactly what the Prima Gadim is referring to. It says that the Be'er Halacha the Ramaskal Yilafanav that the Prima Gadim had a suffix. What would the halacha be if you separate the apples and oranges? La'achar zman. What does he mean? It was a suffix. The Rosh Yosef suggested that it could be. This is the machlokis between the Rambam and Tosos. And how does the Be'er Halacha conclude? Kanireh, the Be'er Halacha didn't have didn't have zundel vermin. Ulaniyas daiti nira. He concludes three lines in. Pashut miloshe Rambam the svira lei da brera mashabar minachav fera. This will come in fatso zel etzem amalacha, which is exactly this is Torah Misameches. Is exactly what the Prima Gadim himself wrote when he wrote on Shas. So the Be'er Halacha says, according to Rambam, you'd be chayiv. So that works out beautifully. The only thing is, the Prima Gadim himself had a kasha on this. In other words, the Prima Gadim, when he learned of the sugya, was convinced this was a machlokas. In Shulchan Aruch, he wasn't convinced that La Halacha you're going to be that La Halacha it's going to be aser. Why wasn't he convinced? So here, any clarification necessary so far, so good, Rabosai? Yes.
I'm not sure. Was Rabbi trying to? Can Rabbi explain how the sheet of the Rambam from Ocholita Chotala is
absolutely
the same sheet of Meisach Rambam?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I started doing over here. According to the Rambam, what you have is we saw clearly the Rambam put two different categories, right? Psolas Nitol Ochel, so that we learned is Tikuna Ochel. In Ochel Nitoch Ochel, is that Tikkun Ochel? So according to Tosos, it is Tikkun. But we argued that according to the Rambam, it's not. If the Rambam holds it's not, so then even sorting La'achar's man could also be Aser. Why would it be Aser? Sorting la'achar's man, because what you're doing is you're doing a hafrada. You're sorting out according to Tosfos that needs to have a psolas. So then, in such a case, there's no psolas here. If there's no psolas, so then Tosfos will hold that it's mutter. But according to the Rambam, it could be it's a totally separate category. Then, when it comes to sorting, then the halach would be that it is going to be aser.
How does
Tosfos
get a sorting that's not psolas?
Exactly. That's Hagufa. That's exactly why I'm going to tell us. If you want both the apples and the oranges, the halacha is that it might be mutter la'achar's man. Exactly. Yes, Ben.
Is this concerned from the same machlokas that the pre-Moshe goes on for pages about between the Baal HaMor and the Rambam?
Correct. And that's why I alluded to it. That's why I alluded to the Baal HaMor and the Rambam. Correct. Yes.
Primogadim seems to only have the suffix about separate sorting them la'achar zman.
Right.
And what if you sort them to eat them both right now? You just don't want them together.
So then you want the ochel, and
it wouldn't be an act of sorting if you're eating it la'achar.
Yeah, there's room conceptually to say that.
Well, even according to the Rama, maybe.
Right. Off the top of my head, I can't think of poskim that are osa. We have to look a little bit more. Yes.
Can you just explain the Rashi Yosef?
Sure. The Rashi Yosef says that the halacha is that when it comes to two forms of ochel, apples and oranges, that you separate between the two, la'achar zman, then that's going to also be borer. It's hard, David, to hear why someone would throw it. Okay, my radar tells me to go through the Prima Gadim's Kasha. I'm going to lose some of the Talmidim because you didn't get there. But I will tell you the Be'er Halacha's conclusion on this Shaila, and that brings up also a foreign point, Halacha L'maisa. Just one second, I just want to introduce what I'm doing. The Prima Gadim asks a Kasha on this Shita that's Aser from the case of Chardal and Sift Hezvav. So take a look at that. I'm afraid I might lose some of the Talmidim, so I'm going to leave that for now. But the Be'er Halacha concludes the following Halacha L'maisa. He says that when it comes to Ochel and Ochel, we should be machmir. Comes to Ochel and Ochel, there's room to be machmir. However, because he, even though the Prima Gadim comes out that in Shulchan Aruch it might very well be mutter, the Be'er Halacha comes out of Chumra. However, he says, in a case of where you have psoles and psoles, and you sort between them, then everybody's going to hold its mutter. Okay? So we spoke about two classic cases, psos mitoch ocha and ocha mitoch ocha. In the process of asking from the case of ocha mitoch ocha, the Ber Halacha alleges that the Prima Gadim's Raya was not a case of Ochel Mitoch Ochel, was in the case of Chardel, but is actually a case of Psoles Mitoch Psoles. And the reason is because there they were talking about a case of where you have Chardel as you have mustard that's sitting in a sifter, and you pour an egg through the sifter. The goal of it is that the mustard that was already sifting before Shabbos get a nicer color by the yolk going through the mustard, goes through the mustard. The white stays on top, I believe. And at the end of the day, you had a case in which you've done borer, maybe. The halacha is that it's mutter because you weren't interested in selecting the yolk from the white, but rather what you were interested in doing is creating color to the mustard. That's the case over there. Says the Ber Halacha, this is all the case I told you I wouldn't belabor you on, the Ber Halacha says, the Halacha is that in such an instance, that is going to be mutter. Why? Because you're separating ochel from ochel. There was no psoles. To which, that's what the Prima Gadim says. And he says, l'chura, this is a right that's mutter. Which the Ber Halacha says, no, no, no. There, because you're not interested in either of them, you weren't interested in either the yolk or the white, so then it's considered psolas and psolas. Adkan, the Red Ber Halacha. That's how our Ber Halacha concludes in Ha'ilufan. Why am I making a big deal about this? Because now's the time to share with you an interesting psak in the Shemir Shabbos that I remember when I learned the first time Gora, I never got an answer to this question. I'm sorry, I didn't put it in the booklet. I never got an answer to this question. And through this Ber Halacha, we have an answer. Why is it that every single time you wash your dishes, you're not over borer in the following way? You wash your dishes, the food, the water comes down into the sink. What happens at the bottom of the sink, Rabbi Osai?
The food gets stuck in
the food gets stuck in a sifter. Right? You have the reshet that's on the bottom, the sifter that's on the bottom, it catches the psoles, and the water goes down. So why is that not borer? So the halacha is, the Shmur Shabbos Paskins, the Perek of Bezos for the Tazayim, Mutter listom mokum yitzi esamayim min akir bepkak, kidei lishtov sham kelim. You're allowed to put something there. V'chein mutter l'chas l'itam michse v'nuka v'amokum zeh. V'ein v'kak mishom nisir borer v'mapshe psoles ha'av v'nishar v'tocha michse. Shamati me'agri shazar. I was always bothered by this. Why is this mutter? Why is the olam not matter? I don't know what life would be like if we had to be matter like this on this, but at the end of the day, what's the heter? So one of the heterim that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said is what we just said over here. That the iser is psoles mitoch ocha. The iser is ochel mitoch ocha. And we've been choker in what is the hagdaras the iser is ochel mitoch ocha, the same gether iser as psoles mitoch ocha. Psoles mitoch ocha is not borer. So I asked Rav Nimitzal last night, what is the svara? For example, I said that, according to those who say, Ochel mitoch ochel is aser, why can't you say the psoles mitoch psoles is aser? But maybe Yom Ma'isaf Rada, he did a Ma'isaf Rada as well. So he said that the iser borer is for a toeles. If the borer is not being done for a toeles, so then in such a case it's not going to be borer. That's going to be the svara over here of the Ber Halacha. Psoles mitoch psoles, you're not doing it for a toelis of either themselves. The toelis is that the pipes not get stuck. That's not called a toelis for either of them. There needs to be some type of toelis in the chetza. If there's no toelis in the chetza, so then in such a case, it wouldn't qualify as a seborah. But maybe in Yavin, then that brings to David's question, maybe there's room to argue that when you're sorting le'echol miyad, that would also be a toelis. That begs your question. That's a nice question, but I believe that the poskim are all makil. Okay, to crunch all of the nafkaminas, so let's take a look at the sefer that I told you I would introduce you to. The first one I don't have to introduce you on the next page. That's Rav Soloveitchik said what I was very thrilled to see, that Rav Soloveitchik said something very, very similar that we had said. If you take a look at Reish Beis, the Chora Mizanira, the Rav is quoted as the Rav Soloveitchik, Actually, it was not the best page to photocopy. It's actually Reish Aleph, where Sal Yitzchak says, well, he said that's a Rambam, that he's Medayik, these things in the Rambam, that there are two Yisrim, that there's two Yisrim Abar, one Pselos and Pelhoch, and one Pelhoch and Pelhoch. The Sefer that I told you I'd introduce you to is brought right after the Ritva, the Sefer Minchas Ariyah. I have not found a contemporary Sefer that is so clear, so practical, with fantastic Maran Kolmos, as well as the Yidush. The Mechaber Sefer is with Amrit Kolo Antonovich. I think later he married one of Rukhain Kanyevsky's granddaughters, I believe, or something in the family. It's a fantastic Sefer, and I've used it a lot in Shabbos. I haven't found anything close to a Likud like this Sefer. So in regards, he has our Chakira, and he has a couple of pages on it with a few nafkaminas. Again, the Chakira being is whether Ochel mitoch Ochel is the same thing as Psos mitoch Ochel, and the question being whether the Isser Borah is a Maisa Hafrada or a Tikuna Ochel. If you say that it's a Maisa Hafrada, it could be that the Ochel mitoch Ochel is one Isser, and then it could be that the Psos mitoch Ochel is another one. And here Reb David, he tries to say that the Beis Yosef's dichotomy is really based on the above. In other words, that we saw that our first nafkamina was how much time do you have for the shir of la'alta. That we saw when it comes to psolos mitoch ochel, we saw that it could be that the requirement is miyad. Yet when you have ochel mitoch ochel, then you have a broader period of time. So he claims it fits beautifully into the above chakir. If you take a look, five lines on top, I forewarn you that this nafkamina I don't find so mukra, but he suggests v'abir v'chiluk zehu the breiras ochel psolos kiyum dezeh ha'ochel niska. When it comes to Shidas HaRambam, we said that Psalos Mitoch Ochel, you're being misak in the Ochel. But Zer Raki Ovid Lala Alter, David Sarachilam Mamish, Zem Vatel Shezeb Shein Breira. If you're taking the Psola, the Ochel Mitoch Psolas, how do we know that you're not doing a Tikkun HaOchel? If you eat it immediately. If you eat it immediately, then you're not doing a Tikkun HaOchel. So then the shear is miyad, according to Rambam. But when you have two meaning, to loav ipsolas, that's not considered ipsolas. But zech hashimus habreiras alidei shemafrin aminim acharizman. Alidei zeh nechshav alavar lebreir. When is it considered a maisa hafrada of ochel mitoch ochel? That's only if you do it for 3 or 4 hours later. But if you do it an hour later, that's also not considered a significant maisa hafrada. V'chein kol shev gomar sudas ol mechem suda aba. So as long as you're preparing for another Suda, Ochel mitoch ochel is going to be what the Rambam will say that you have 3-4 hours. However, when it comes to Psalos mitoch ochel, if you're not taking the Ochel from the Psalos immediately, so then to eat immediately, then in such a case it would be a problem of Tikkun HaOchel. In Dalit, he points out what we pointed out in the Be'er Halacha. And then in Vav, he has a few more nafkaminas. But in Vav, he has, I think, a very sharp nafkamina that we didn't yet put on the board. There's a very important halacha that we're going to learn in Sif Yud. Should already touch on it now. And this is the halacha of filtered water and filtered wine. Take a look. Let's do it inside in Sif Yud. Let's take a look and see it inside. Yayin o mayim shehin slunim. If you have wine or water that's clear, mutter l'sanam b'shemeres. The halacha is that you're allowed to filter it with a filter. And the Rama adds, "Va'afal pishesh bo kismin dakin." Even if it has these small pieces, tiny pieces of particles, olu ruin lishkos b'lav hachi. This is a very, very important rule. That's not considered borer if you would drink it anyhow. If you wouldn't drink it, then it is considered borer. If you would drink it, then it's not considered borer. Ad kan divrei shulchan aruch. So, Minchas Ariel suggests the following. If you take a look at Vav, after the first five lines, he has a gap. V'yesh lodim. V'shtei mine ochlin ha'im ikka gam kein hayateva. If you have two different forms of food, are you going to have this heter? Kigon, this salat. Shemu'urav mikama mine rakos v'gam batzah. V'rak ha'olam ochlim zos yachad. V'hurot zel hotziyat ha'batzah. So what happens if you have similar to the case of the water, that most people drink it. Most people would drink it. But here you have, most people would eat the entire salad together, but you want to take out the onion. So do we say, onion mutter kanal, that most people would drink it, then in such a case it's mutter, it's not a problem. Odi yesh lomar tishnei minim shani. Or do you say, the halacha of borer doesn't learn from psoas mitoch ochel. This is shnei minei ochlin. The ba'ochel psoas kima, the rov olam ochlim yachanim of psoas, lo chashiv atzos apsoas tikkun ba'ochel. Since the majority of the world eats it, so then that's not considered tikkun ba'ochel. Masha enke b'shnei minim. But when it comes to shnei minim, masha rov b'nei adam ochlim gamis ha'batzal, ein zem ishom da batzal nitfa ba'ochel lo nechshav. Ela adarab rotzim lachol gam ha'batzal. Vim kein bazeh ha'kol tolu lefi ha'ochel. Then it'll be dependent on the ochel. The misha rotzal ochel, and so have ochel. When it comes to the individual himself, he's going to be koveya than alafa. When it comes to psolas mitoch ochel, so then psolas mitoch ochel has an objective rule. When it comes to ochel mitoch ochel, so then in such a case, that's going to be considered like to me. That's a very, very interesting nafkamina. He, of course, brings down the nafkamina of Yeshua Yaakov and others that we said earlier. So just to crunch, the siyata d'shmayim. We have the shitas haramba about the difference between ochel mitoch ochel and psolos mitoch ochel, the shita of the palitosos who disagree, and now let's crunch the nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one we're going to have is the ber halacha in Dibur HaMasvil Umeiniach Hashemi, the ber halacha that suggests that when it comes to the case of Tumine Ochlin, so then in such a case it doesn't make a difference which one you're going to choose, according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds Ochlin mitoch ochel is a different world than Psalos mitoch ochel. And the Trumas Hadeshim disagrees. Nafkamina number two that we saw was the case of the Prima Gadim, where the Prima Gadim said that according to the Rambam, because there's a separate Isser of Ochlin mitoch ochel, so then when you're separating two different types of Ochlin, so then in such a case, the Achar's Man is going to be problematic. That's nafkamina number two in the Chakira. Nafkamina number three is the Yeshuas Yaakov. We start off with the Yeshuas Yaakov. Nafkamina number three is the Yeshuas Yaakov, with the Yeshuas Yaakov that suggested that when it comes to psolas mitoch ochel, there you have a tikun ha'ochel, and that would not be a malacha shein tzricha legufa, it would be a malacha tzricha legufa. But maybe ochel mitoch ochel is going to be considered a malacha hatzricha legufa. I argue that the Ber Halacha concludes that even ochel mitoch ochel is considered a tikun ha'ochel is because that the Mishnah Berurah really goes with the shita, the Balei Tosos, like we saw the Trumas Hadeshin and Ashkenaz were Choshesh. The Ber Halacha himself just quoted the Chumrah of the Prima Gadim that the Prima Gadim raised, but Mi'ikr Tadina, the Ber Halacha goes with that. Another nafkamina that we saw. Just a second, I just want to go through the list. Another nafkamina that we saw was the Minchas Ariel's nafkamina, where he suggested that it might be that when it comes to ochel mitoch ochel, then there's a difference between psolas mitoch ochel on those things that people generally don't eat. In other words, the case of the kismin, so when they don't eat it, so then in such a case, then that's going to be considered borer. However, if most people do, then it is considered, then it's going to be considered, it's going to be considered bara. In contrast to shnei minei ochlin, so there you're going to define it. The Minchas Ariel is not exactly saying that ochel mitoch ochel is a different maisa bara, it's also a tikkun, but he points out that the halachas of ochel mitoch ochel and psoas mitoch ochel are going to be different. And then finally, we saw in terms of halacha maisa, we saw that the Shmir Shabbos Kiltasa points out that when it comes to a sinun of psolas mitoch psolas, then everybody is going to agree that that is going to be mutter. The only shaila that we're going to have is the ochel mitoch ochel, and there might be different ways of explaining it, and that it could be that when it comes to sorting, that sorting is going to be aser, but what's going to be aser is only going to be sorting ochel mitoch ochel, but sorting psolas mitoch psolas, then everybody is going to hold that is going to be aser. Yes, Shabbat Shalom, what do you want to ask?
Just
two things. One, how does the Rambam answer Yeshua Jackal's question of a Melach answer to look like sorting? I mean, just sound that you want them sorted, so it's not also beautiful.
So the Be'er Halacha explains, I don't know if it's going to fit into the Rambam, but the Be'er Halacha learns that, that if you have a mixture of ochel and ochel, and you want apples and you don't want the oranges make the apples echi. So you're being masakin the apple. That's how the Be'er Halacha answers that question. That's considered melacha tzuka
l'gufa. But that's not what the Rambam thinks. I mean, that works within...
In Echanami. Because one needs to develop within the Shita Sarana. Right? In Echanami.
Right, and also, what's this?
Within the Rambam, it's going to get quite complicated, because the Rambam actually holds Melacha Shita. No. But the Rambam, one can answer simply. And the Rambam holds Melacha Shita Tzuchu L'gufa is Chayv. So it could be that Pselos Mitoch Ochel is going to... The fact that that's Melacha Shita Tzuchu L'gufa, while Ochel Mitoch Ochel is... Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa is going to be fine. I'll leave it there around. Yes?
I didn't understand why the Mechazariel thought that the Rambam would be machmir with the salad.
He didn't say Rambam. He said that the categories would be different. Ochel mitach ochel, themselves mitach ochel would be different. But
wouldn't it come out the same Lamasa anyway? Because if we're going to say that we view it as Psoles, so then it's like the case of the... Because most people would eat it, it's like the case of the wine, and it's no problem. If we say there's ochel, then ultimately you're doing niyala alter, and it's fine.
Right. If you hold that ochel mitochel is a maisa afrada versus psalos mitochel is a tikkun ochel, if that's the distinction between the two, then his nafkamina would not apply. So, however, if you understand ochel mitochel as one category, psalos mitochel is another category with some other conceptual explanation, then there's room to make this nafkamina.
Do we have a different explanation? Or?
I don't think he develops that.
Okay.
You're right. That requires, his nafkamina is going to require a different conceptualization of the two. Nachon. That's correct. I think so. Yeah?
In the Ramon, that it's whole ruin nishtos, that's why it's okay.
I'm sorry?
When it's whole ruin nishtos, by
yes.
Just the case of water?
Yeah.
Why would that make it any more mundane? It's still boring.
Okay, well, Mir Tzisham, when we get there, Lina, that we'll discuss. And that's a clear question. When we get there, we'll discuss. Let's push ahead a little more. We're going to miss while we're in the Kabbalah Kodesh Baruch Hu Zemela. So let's push ahead a little bit more today and begin a new topic within Borer. And that is the requirement to Hagdor Ba'alter. So let's take a look at the words of the in Sifal to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Habor ochel mitoch psoles, o shayu lefan shnei min yachalim, habor min echad binafel kvar achay, bikon mitam kufat ala asur, bimbir biyadu kdei lochel alter, mutter. So what exactly is the definition of alter? What qualifies as alter? So the Ramah has a very, very cryptic comment, and I'm going to throw out to you, I'm going to be mazgir b'siyata d'shmaya, how the Gedolei Apos can learn. Although, I want to give you some food for thought in the next few days. I don't know if it's 100, if there's a chreya. The Ramah says, V'chol mashe borer, l'tzorech osa suda shemesa, bov niyad, nikri la'alter. Any type of borer that you do for that meal that you're going to recline at, that's going to be considered la'alter. As Ben pointed out, the range of shitas when it comes to la'alter is quite interesting. And this comes up, halacha l'maisa l'maisa. What is the requirement of la'alter? How much time do you have that when you take it out, biyad, and not bikli, how much time do you have to be qualified as la'alter? So if you take a look, we saw the Beis Yosef in Shiyu test. If you take a look at the Darkei Moshe ha'aruch, it's not in the regular Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe quotes quite a few different shitas. And I'm going to read the Darkei Moshe as how I understand it. And I'd like you to tell me, if you read the Darkei Moshe when you do Chazar, if you didn't look at it beforehand, tell me how you read the Darkei Moshe. In Dibar Maslo Tzor Osa Achila, Darkei Moshe says as follows. Umashma Midivre Ram. He's very vague. The Kainu of Mardukhi Rashi Magi Mishnah. You know what? Maybe let's zero in on that big part as well. The tour said, let's do it in the tour. The tour says, Hayu lefan of ochlim solashalahen, borer biyado lutsorech oso achila. You borer biyad for that achila. For that achila. Tsorech oso achila. Vechein hu b'mordechi v'arashu v'nagi mishne. So lutsorech oso achila is mutter. Umashma medivrei Rambam ditsorech haskil lefo miyad. Vechein kosa amordechi reish perek klal godo. I understand what the Darki Moshe is saying is as follows. That even though these Rishonim say that any Seuda that's coming up is going to be mutter, the Rambam holds you need to eat immediately. In other words, it can't be to a Seuda that's going to be in a half hour from now. You've got to eat immediately. Avalon Nagin Mishnah Kasab, the Shabbos, the Perchas the Shabbos, Dein Tzarek Lechol Miyad Mamish, Elisha Ochel Ba'osa Seuda. You, as long as you eat within that Suda, what's the nafkamina between the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam? The nafkamina is going to be what happens if you have a long Suda. If you have a Suda that's taking 3 hours, 4 hours, in such a case, according to the Magen Mishnah, it would seem it's mutter, it's ba'osa Suda, while according to the Rambam, the halacha is that you need to eat it immediately. The chen kasa Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And this is what Rabbi Yeruchim said, and this is what I was asking Ben about. Rabbi Yeruchim says even 3-4 hours is going to be mutter. The dafka lahaschil v'lechol achar berasar shari, avalechol u'bimardichi excuse me, goes bimardichi dafka lahaschil v'lechol achar berasar shari, avalechol shah nasa kibar lotzer. The mardichi says no, you don't have 3-4 hours. Rather, he says that you have an hour. That's up until an hour. Once it's an hour, it's considered low, sir. Because of Beis Yosef, the very Rambam, after Shekol, Shebor, Tzarek, Osir, Suda, Kol's Man, Shemesiv, Osir, Suda, Chashim, Va'alter, as long as it's for the upcoming Suda, so then, as long as you're being Mesiv on that Suda, then that's going to be considered the Alter. So, a very vague Darkei Moshe, very vague exactly what the Shiurim are according to these Shitos. What's clear was, the clearest part of the Darkei Moshe was that there were some who held that you can't do it before a Seuda, you have to do it b'shasa Seuda. There was a Shita that the Darkei Moshe makes reference to that says that even 3-4 hours, and the Mardechiu says, if it's b'osa Seuda, and the Mardechiu says that what? That an hour is too long already of a Shiur time. There's a lot to be mafalpal in that Darkei Moshe. Now let's go to the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah says, "V'chol mashe borer letzarek osa suda shemesiva miyad mikri la'alter." Anything that you bore for that suuda that you're about to recline, miyad is called la'alter. So this term is very, very, very vague in terms of halach lemaisa. How much time is it that you have? So first, we're going to start with the standard psak. Which comes from the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. But the Mishnah Berurah is really, really striking. If anybody has a theory for it, the Mishnah Berurah never defines what la'alter is in Shin Yud Tes. Isn't that strange? It does not define la'alter in Shin Yud Tes. The Mishnah Berurah is in Shin Chaf Aleph Mem He. Very, very, very strange. Meme is talking about Tochen. And he says, V'hachotchim, about 5-6 lines into Sivkot and Meme, V'hachotchim b'abitzolim v'atznon dak dak shosh shtayim kodem asuda. If you cut onions an hour or two before the suda, karav adav v'lomar shechayim chatas v'abitzolim asav achila, v'gam da'oz asur mishum boirer. And you also have the Isra of boirer. So, the Mishnah Berurah backhandedly says that 1 or 2 hours is no longer the altar. Why was he bringing this up? Because there's a shita of the Rajma that holds that you have a heter the altar for Tochen. So he says, for Tochen you have it, and that's also the Shira Borer. A real mystery why Marana Chafetz Chaim waited to be Mavliya that in a strange shita of Rajma and not in its main place. in Siman Shin Yud Tes. Who talks about it over here by us? So we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, Kedarko the Kodesh, doesn't make things up on his own. It's almost always based on Kadmonim. The Sefer Levushei Srad on our Ramah makes reference to a Prima Gavra. That, of course, appears in this type of Shulchan Aruch. Levushei Srad says, Klomar, Sheborer Kol Masuda L'Tzara Suuda, El Deba'inon Samech L'Suuda Mamish. You need close to Suuda Mamish, Kemoshe Kosa L'Amogin Avram. Whenever I hear the word Mamish, I always have a reaction because I never know Babish or Hasidim when they say the word. When they say the word Mamish, it's the Russian Chaos, not Mendel Schneerson. So as a child, we used to fight about when they say Mashiach Mamish, that was when the Rebbe was still alive, whether they really mean the Rebbe or not. And then I was learning the Balatanya on the Kute Torah, and I saw that the Balatanya uses the words Mamish. I realized it wasn't what the Misnachim were suggesting. They were right, but they were wrong on that. And Mamish, the Balatanya uses the term Mamish all the time. Why am I making a big deal about this? Just to bring home the point that the Inan Samech L'Suuda Mamish, that when the word Mamish is used, it often means something. So it has to be very close to Suda. Where do we know this? K'mo Shekasev Hamagen Avram Shin Chafal Sivkat and Tezvav. That's why the Mishnah Berurah commented over there. I always emphasize that how kafuf the Mishnah Berurah is to Magen Avraham is mind-boggling. How kafuf the Chafetz Chaim felt to Magen Avraham, ad kidei kach, that the Magen Avraham brings it up in Shin Chav Aleph, so Mishnah Berurah brings it up in Shin Chav Aleph, he doesn't put it over here by us. Even though by us is really the main place. That's the Magen Avraham, and the Levushei Srad is quoting the Magen Avraham correctly. It needs to be Samach L'Suuda Mamish. Most folks can understand that the Shita of Samach L'Suuda Mamish is Toch HaShah, like we saw from the Darkei Moshe. We saw that the Rambam, some understood, was Machmir, that you have to be Mamish in the Su'udah, so that you don't need. It has to be Samach L'Suuda Mamish, not Mamish in the Su'udah, in Su'udah itself. So Samach L'Suuda is going to work. Generally, if you look up the Kitzur books, they'll say, up until an hour, that would be considered Samach L'Suuda. That's the general Havana. I just want to point out, La'agil Toru La'adira, that the Ramah never really told us how large the shear is. The Ramah never told us. Most of the shiurim that the Ramah quotes in the Darkei Moshe are not shiurim that are an hour. Either he has a chumrah that says it has to be the Tov HaSaluda, or there are also shitas that the Beis Yosef quotes that even 3-4 hours is going to be acceptable. We saw that the Ramah passed in that way, 3-4 hours when it came to Ochal. So Lania's daiti, the makom sarav gadol, there is room to be mefalkel that there are many more shitas that are makel than the shita of the Magen Avraham. Where did the Magen Avraham get his shita from? From 3 letters. The Ramah added 3 letters that don't appear in the other Rishonim. The Ramah added the words miyad. Most Rishonim say laosa suda shemesa va. Mikri la'alter. And that's why many learn that as long as it's the next Suuda, in other words, if you've already finished your lunch meal, some Rishonim learn, even if Shal Shudas is 5 hours away, that would still be considered la'alter. But here, the Ramah added the word miyat. So the Magen Avraham is being medayek from the word osa suda shemesed ba miyat. That's where his deal is. You could explain miyad in other ways. Miyad doesn't necessarily have to mean l'toch shah. But that's something to be mechalpel on. But at the end of the day, halach l'maisa, most understand based on Mishnah Berurah that one has an hour, and then that would be mutter. I heard in the name of some that some had suggested that the clock could start earlier. That you could put in other terms, you could put the clock on hold. Now, let's say a woman is going to shul. Quoted name of Rabbanim, that if a woman is going to shul and they're going to come home and eat immediately, so then the time that she's in shul doesn't count. I couldn't find that. I couldn't find that. find the heter, l'chura should be a problem, unless you're going to be mitzaret the other shitas that say that miyad is a longer period of time. Finally, one more sheet, fastening shot in regards to the altar is the Sharet Tzion. Sharet Tzion commenting on the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan, the Sharet Tzion is in Siv Katan Hey, and the Mishnah Brura is in Siv Katan Hey. So we learned that Letzore Osa Seuda is Mikri La Altar. So it says the Mishnah Brura. Vim Kavanaso Kadesh Yishtayer Gam Hakasuda Suda Peres. Chayiv Chatas. If your kavana is not for that Seuda, then it's Chayiv Chatas. By the way, notice the Mishnah Brura's language. He didn't say 2 hours before it's Chayiv Chatas, or 3 hours before it's Chayiv Chatas. He says Seuda Acheres. I want to point out that it's because there are many who are more makil than this Magen Avram. Okay. Achim Emela Nishtar Mikuriasa Ad Achra Seuda. But what happens if there's leftovers? Now, Rabbi said this happens all the time because we're going to have to discuss that making a salad is considered Torah, right? Why is making a salad Torah? We haven't gotten into details yet. This is just an Akdama. But when you peel the salad, so then you peel the cucumber, take off the peel is psolas. Okay. For some reason, Allah says that's called taking ochal mitor psolas. Okay? Shoot, because if you would say call it psolas mitor ochal, then you couldn't make a salad on Shabbos, because even if it was la'alter. So you're allowed to make a salad, only la'alter. And that's why you have the problem with the woman that's going to shul, this issue. Making salad is going to be a shiloh if it's longer than an hour's time. That's why some wanted to have this heter. So at the Mishnah Brura says, Achim emela nishtar mebriyaso ad achar suda. So you made the salad, ein mekach klum. Kivan shekvar birer beheter. Since you did the borer beheter, in other words, you made the salad, turns out you had more. So you're going to leave it for Shalosh Shudas. Then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. A fascinating shot on the Sharet Tzion from the Prima Gadim. We had the Prima Gadim today was a big mako. Here, the Prima Gadim has an amazing chomer. Take a look at Sifkat and Hay in the Sharet Tzion. V'im birer la'oise suda. V'acher kach nimlach la'ozva la'suuda acheres. After chiyuv katas ein bezet, dekodma maisel nachshava. This is the chumrah of the week for sure. Comes along the Prima Gadim and says, if you made the salad with pure intentions to have it for lunch, but there was leftover salad, you can't use it for Shalosh Shudas.
Yes,
Ramon.
He says
Azva,
he doesn't say
to leave. Aha. I'm a Kabbal, you're a Har. He changed his mind, he didn't want to use it, or he decided to use it for another Suda. I'm a Kabbal. That in such a case, that he changes his mind and wants to use it for another Suda, then that's going to be problematic. I'm a Kabbal. That's a distinction. Okay, what is the... You want to be more master than your chavrusa. So maybe the lumnus will be relevant here as well. What's the nekudas hamachlokas? So Rabbi Tzion shared with me a beautiful Rabbeinu Chanan, but that Rabbeinu Chanan is a big machlokas. What is the lumnus of the heter of the altar? What is the mechanic? What is the mechanic of the heter that if you're taking ochel, that's still borrowed. But if you do it la'alter, so then in such a case, then it's mutter. How does that work? So, start with Rabbi Tzion's Mekar from Rabbi Mon. 3 lines into Rabbi Yochananel on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, in the wide edition. I'm using my grandfather's Gemara. I don't know how it is in the Oz Ha'adar. There, Rabbi Yochananel says, "Dulo kamechavein ba'achila elo la'achila bo'vad." Says Rabbeinu Chananel, the moment in which you're doing it la'alter, so then in such a case, that's called derech achila. Is derech achila. That's the nature of the heter of la'alter. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. However, the world makes a big deal that that's not the shita of Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amud. This you have in your booklet. Rabbeinu Chananel didn't forward copy the other page, but in your booklet you have shitas Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Ochel Mitoch Psoas. That's four lines into before the Y. Ochel Mitoch Psoas. Rashi says, Lo Derech Breirah. So Achronim like to point out that Rashi seems to be saying that this is a Shinu. According to Rabbi Elchananel, the way in which it works is considered a Maisa Achila. According to Rashi, it's not Derech Breirah. Now, according to both of them, it's Mutter. Because according to Rashi, it's not a Maisa Bora. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, it's Derech Achila. Normally, you say it's really two halves of the same whole, or two sides of the same coin. However, I saw this Sefer, the Primosha, which is another fantastic Sefer, and like Ben pointed out, his Maimar HaBorer is absolutely fantastic. On page Kuches, he wants to suggest that this Prima Gadim is going to be an Afkamina between Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi. What was the case of Rabbeinu Hananel? Let's agree for a moment, Yosef Mati. And we would say like this, that you had a case in which you did Borer, and you decided you don't want to use it now, you want to use it for Shal Shudas. And you come to the Rav and you ask him. You come to the Rav and you ask him, but you're the Rav, so someone came over to you, and he asks you, is he allowed to do it? I changed my mind. In such a case, am I allowed to do it? So now, what would you say? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that the heter is that you did derech achila. So the shaila is not done yet. What do I mean? We're not sure if you did borer yet. If you eat it now, you didn't do borer. If you eat it in Shal Shudas, then you did do borer. But according to Rashi, who says that when you're doing it with the intention to eat it miyad, that's not the derech to do bora. What did Rashi mean? That the derech generally was to do bora, the old tsar. So then when you did it, it wasn't a maisa bora, it was with a shinui. So whether the bora is considered a maisa bora, whether it's defined at b'shas maisa or at the time that you eat it, depends on Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. Because Rabbeinu Chananel said that the iser of bora doesn't take place when you eat it. When you eat it, that's what decides whether you didn't do a maisa bora. So if you take a look at the last page of our booklet, that's what the Primosha suggests. That would be a beautiful nafkamina of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. Either way, Rabbi Zion is right. This Rabbeinu Chananel is a beautiful Rabbeinu Chananel, that the heter is the heter of la'alter. Rashi seems to disagree, and Rabbi Zion wanted to connect that with something. So that's this machlokes of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. The fascinating connection to this Prima Gadim. Halacha l'maisa, I always thought this Prima Gadim was a big chiddush, but maybe Mati's helping me out a little bit over here. That the only time that the Prima Gadim is going to exist is in a case of where you entirely change your mind. But even when you change your mind, I had a hard time understanding. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it actually makes a lot of sense. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the whole heter is derech achila. So then he said, lo arach l'me'evet hachi, because that's not the mechanic of the way in which la'alter was meant to be used. I guess in regards to Yosef's debate with Mati, it really depends on what the person's thinking is when it comes to the salad. If his intention when he made the salad was he's making a salad for lunch and then he has leftovers, then the chur for sure it's going to be mutter. But sometimes what happens is that what people do is they make a salad and they make a salad for both lunch and Shal Shudas. And that's where the Prima Gadim kicks in. So it doesn't have to be la'azra. That's the third, the middle category that I was driving at. If you have this middle category, we have somebody that when they make it, they often make a little bit more, so that they'll have also for Shal Shudas. Worst comes to worst, they'll have for Shal Shudas. So then, in such a case, that Lahuda would. That's where the Prima Gadim also would kick
that's
in.
Not limbach.
What's that?
That's not limbach.
It's worse than limbach.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's worse. In other words, you want to say maybe Sky Chatos in such a case. Reba Bishur.
The question is what you're saying. Okay.
It says explicitly, if that, show us where. According to the tour, then such a case, you for sure be fine. So then that's not even the Prima Gadim's case again. That would be a Shikabim. Yes. I don't know if we said it was Pashut. I think what their point was that there could be a big difference between the two. In other words, if a person cheshbon that he was able to eat a derech achila and then he's full, so you're going to force him to eat it. No. is when he did the Maisa, the Maisa that he did was a Maisa.
Well, just said from the Pri Moshe,
yeah,
that whether Derech Achila is determined by what you eat.
Derech Achila is going to be defined. Yeah, but that's going to be defined when you eat it, but at the end of the day, when you did the Maisa, the Maisa was done entirely to Hector. In the case of where you're saying according to Pri Moshe's Svar, then even you should have to eat it. You should be stuck. According to his Svar.
Or maybe it was Derech Achila the whole time. You couldn't finish it. It was Derech Achila Gaspa, and then you couldn't have the you made too much, so you didn't make it there.
But then he would still be a shogi if he didn't, he'd be a shogi. It wouldn't be amazing. Because he thought he'd be able to do it. Because as Yaakov pointed out, if he had kavana for the Suda Chesel, at least five tapas.
Yeah. I should burn himself down. In the middle of the Shire and the Yos of Allah for Sudan and Hapklom. Sounds like Pasha then the Tertians, it's a new case in Mero, also Sud of Africa, Nimla. Then he goes to Prabhupada, but it doesn't sound like it's an argument instead of a lesson.
Right. What Mati's pointing out is he said the Ferish, Amit Hapklom, if it's Mamela Nishtar. So then in his next line, quoting from the Prima Gadim, is just saying that if he was Nimlach la Azvul the Suud Acharis, but otherwise, then the guy is going to be okay. Yeah, that's very very mistaken. It's just to crunch the second half of what we did. The Siyat of the Shaya, we saw that in regards to the altar, we had different Shitas Harishonim. To the left, we had Rabbeinu Rucham, who said even 3-4 hours. To the right, we had the Shita of the Rambam that said that you need to do it Ba'osa Suuda. Within that Sa'uda, there were some who say that once you're within that Sa'uda, you could also do 3-4 hours. And then we had the cryptic line in the Ramah that the Magen Avraham says, that Shemesa Ba Miyad Mikri Alter, that the Magen Avraham says that what that means is, Shemesa Ba Miyad, he says, means the Shita of Mordechi, that you have an hour time prior to Sa'uda. What comes out there for the Allah is you can do it prior to Sa'uda, but only have an hour time. There might be other ways of reading it, but that's the standard way of understanding. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passed. Then we have the practical application of the altar. Number one, as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, if you intentionally do it for the Suuda, the Torah says, that will be Chayav Chatas. In such a case, that would be Chayav Chatas. So you can't, there's no room to wiggle in terms of Ribui B'Shirim. That's entirely Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah also said that if Mamela is left over, it's not going to be a problem. However, in the case of where you change your mind, so that could you change your mind? Are you allowed to change your mind? So that might be dependent on the machlokes of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, that according to Rashi be okay, according to Rabbeinu Chananel be problematic. Hence, the Prima Gadim's interesting thing where he said, Lo arach me'evet hachi. Okay, b'siyata d'shmayim next Thursday, we're going to continue on. You have the bottom of the Maram Komos that we're going to be continuing on with the heter of Shas Achila, a big fascinating discussion within the Rishonim. And then that's going to bring up a fascinating question, and that is what defines whether you're taking Olchol Mitoch Psolas or Psolas Mitoch Olchol. The first time I learned Olchol's Boder, I realized I never defined when it's taking Olchol Mitoch Psolas. We've had it clear up until now. Up until now, we've been discussing obvious cases where you don't want the oranges, so the oranges is, you take out the oranges, that's taking out the psalms and tohoho. You take out the apples, then you take the apples out of the psalms. It's not always so clear and how you define, but you take out the psalms, so that is yet the Shemaya we'll discuss. And we'll discuss the famous case with a lot of literature on it, and that's the case of the fly inside of the soup, how one is allowed to remove. We have a little bit of the Maram Komos, so I'm going to send out the Nether before Shabbos the next step.